He never said. Now you can be true to him by the giving of his Holy Spirit, graciously, freely given. I know where the stone is put in a special place under the oak tree at Shechem. The oak, again, is the same oak where the Abrahamic covenant reiterated. I saw that there last week, or 2 weeks ago. The tree is a specific tree, specific oak tree that comes up through Scripture, the picture of the cross. Now verse 27. And Joshua said to all the people, "Behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us. Thus it shall be for a witness against us, lest you deny your God." So all those words, not verses 1 through 13, but all the words of the law that Joshua gave them in the covenant. Here's the word of the law. It is the word of the law, people. Remember what Isaiah 28 said. What is the word of the Lord? Do this and do this and do and do and do and do. Why? If that's the way you want to come to me, then here's my word. It is the words of God. The law is the word of God. You want to come to me this way? Then boy, I'm going to lay it on you. Here it is. You've got to be perfect like I'm perfect and do everything in this law. Christians are very arrogant about those who like to do for God. They like to pick and choose what we're going to do. We don't want to put arrogance, self-righteousness, these little things that we're not seeing, that's against all the other big things that we don't do. Oh, I would never do that. Hey, if you're choosing to work with God on that basis, you'd be one little thing, you'd be up to the whole. That's how you chose to come to God. So it is the Word of God. Make no doubt about it. But for the eye that will see, there's another Word of God. So it's awesome. Just come to me. Just trust me. And I will give to you. So remember when we studied, I think it was Deuteronomy 5, a couple weeks ago? This is the covenant that God gave to us. And what does Moses specifically say? He did not give to our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He gave to us in the wilderness. God never intended the law for man. It's for those who reject. Okay, verse 27. And Joshua said to the people, "Behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, for it has heard